This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Think about a time when you had a bad interaction with a doctor. Maybe they seemed cold, distracted, not interested in what you had to say. And maybe you thought, what a jerk. But what if that doctor was really just burned out? This is a big problem in medicine, and it starts happening in medical school, especially in year three when students interact more with patients. On a daily basis, people who work in healthcare see really difficult situations, a lot of pain, suffering, and even death. In an attempt to inoculate students against this loss of empathy, there is an experiment underway at a Philadelphia medical school. The treatment? Theater. Alana Gordon reports.
The laboratory for this experiment is a room on the third floor of Thomas Jefferson University's Hamilton Building. First-year medical student Catherine Linder says, now imagine it's a stage.
Certainly this is not a theater space, but we made it our own pseudo black box.
And now imagine at the center of that stage is one of the main characters, the brainchild of second-year Yasmin Kukaz.
A miniature invisible unicorn.
A miniature invisible unicorn?
It's a metaphor.
I mean, it is symbolic.
Kukaz, with the help of fourth-year med student Jonathan Yadlowski, explains this unicorn grew up in clouds made of pie. Kukaz flips through the pages of the story she wrote as part of a theater class.
And then she comes to medical school, and she lives in a syringe.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I loved this play.
I did, too. Yeah, I really did, too.
Thank you.
Kukaz spent weeks hashing out this play in a four-month course that met weekly in this room. About 24 people participated, mostly students, but some doctors, too. Again, first-year Kat Linder.
We talked about faith in medicine through one person's story. We talked about loss. Really, nothing was off the table, which, at least so far in the first-year curriculum, we don't really have a platform for that. There's no avenue for that.
Some worry that platform, that stage, doesn't exist at all in medicine. That's even though people working in healthcare have a front row seat witnessing pain, suffering, and the realities of being human.
It's almost ironic that people that are seeing the human condition at its worst have no tools to metabolize what that means.
This is Dr. Sal Mangione. He teaches physical diagnosis at Jefferson. He says students are trained to memorize lots of information, to observe, to diagnose. But he sees a lot of soon-to-be doctors lose something along the way, their empathy, and even worse, a part of themselves. That can lead to poor patient care and burnout.
And we are the profession with a high suicide rate. So clearly something breaks. On the other hand, if you ask why and what, that becomes much more difficult.
Mangione has a theory that creative outlets like theater could build up and protect those parts of the brain and soul that get damaged during school and even later in practice.
Theater seemed to me like an ideal platform to foster tolerance of ambiguity, empathy, and basically catharsis.
He thinks it's here, in this safe, fictional space, that people can get closer to that very real exploration of the human condition. So Mangione, a self-described theater fanatic, connected with Lantern Theater Company around the corner from the school to help design a class. The result? Nearly 30 plays written by students and other health workers.
Did someone there cause his heart attack? Tell me, doctor, was there something that could have been done to prevent the heart attack?
Do you mean something I could have done?
These are actors from Lantern rehearsing a play a doctor wrote about ethical challenges of learning important information from a patient.
But why couldn't you have Khalil?
Ms. Salam, I want to tell you something else about Khalil.
What? Tell me!
One of the purposes of theater is to be a place where you can face your fears or your inadequacies, and you can wrestle with the large questions of what kind of a world you want to be in, and who are you in that world?
Kitson O'Neill is with Lantern and helped lead the course. She says a really big part of the playwriting process involved helping students recognize their own biases and exploring the other side.
Just the pure act of making a play forces you to think empathetically from the point of view of someone who is different from you.
Again, first year Yasmin Kukaz.
It gave me a new perspective on how to see people, both patients and just like day to day. Because you really, I think you start to get a more like interactive, like 3D understanding of who someone actually is.
Kukaz found the whole experience energizing. She and others filled out surveys before and after the class. Mangione, the doctor, now hopes to assess and track whether his theory about theater and medicine is having any real effect. And while the curtains may have closed on stage one of this experiment, Kukaz is thinking of writing a sequel. It's about the invisible unicorn in her second year, studying for her boards. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.